Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive. It's Jason Duda, special guest, special in bold term.
Just careful.
What?
Be careful.
You're a special guy. We love you.
Yeah, that's not where you were going with that.
It is.
You were going to go in some odd direction, probably.
No.
Yeah, you were.
You know, I don't make light of whatever word you're thinking of.
No.
See, I don't do that.
Well, it could have went in so many different directions.
You know, I'm a politically correct outward person. Outwardly politically correct. Inwardly, it varies.
Varies.
But outwardly, you got to say and do the right things.
You do.
Right.
You do.
Yeah.
And you do that all the time.
I try.
Mm-hmm. Even on this show?
No.
For 2 hours?
Not necessarily.
So you don't do it all the time.
But this is a blow-off steam kind of endeavor for me.
For anybody,
you
whoever
work all
calls
day,
in,
you
whoever's
work all
here,
day, you have responsibilities. You got bills to pay, you got mouths to feed, and you get on the radio for 2 hours. You got to turn it loose,
let her go.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Not really. No, you're not wrong.
Shocker's now trailing by a point against Appalachian State in the consolation round of the Charleston Classic out in South Carolina. They led that game by as many as, I believe, 9, and now trail. So something to keep your eye on, literally and figuratively.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It is.
869-1240, the I Got It at Tad's locker room hotline. In the next segment, we're joined by Drew Pearson. We haven't quite determined the adjective, but Cowboys great star or legend. Maybe all of the above.
Yeah.
He's in there.
You can go with all three.
He's in their ring of honor.
Exactly. So you can go with all three. You could use every one if you wanted.
All right. It looks like Les Miles will be the next head football coach at the University of Kansas. Looks like they're finalizing a deal to bring him in. He had the buyout with LSU a couple days ago. Paves the way for his introduction at Kansas. This is like a right-in-the-middle hire to me. It's uninspiring, but it's also steadying. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, interesting because
there's some security there.
You look at where the teams he's been on and, you know, the great things he did at LSU. And it's, you knew something was up yesterday when you saw that he had a buy. He took his buy. You know, they were supposed to pay him $6.5 million, and he took a $1.5 million buyout. So you knew something was going on.
Has that ever happened to you?
Not with all those zeros.
You had a $65 buyout. They
gave
you 15.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was no zeros. You know, I think I got a team tracksuit when I signed. So
that's pretty good.
That was good back in the
90s. That's a perk.
You know, I was
happy.
You
still have it?
I was happy. No, because it don't fit no more. It hasn't fit for a while. So, no, I don't have that.
That's okay.
Definitely not in the closet,
It happens.
It does. But...
Well, you got a plan, though. Anyway, continue.
I think it's a good hire. I mean, don't you think that's a good hire? Do you think it's
a
good...
Yeah, he's 60,
here's my worry. Here's my worry.
Charlie Weiss. 65.
I don't want it to be a Charlie Weiss scenario.
It's not a Charlie Weiss scenario.
I'm telling you what my this is
guy.
My worry. This is my because Charlie Weiss, all he just came for a paycheck. That was it. As far as I'm concerned,
he had never coached as a head coach at any level. Well, was he at Notre Dame previously?
He was at Notre Dame. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he sucked.
Exactly. So
I say things suck a lot this week. Joel pointed that out. Now I'm self-conscious about it.
But said it again.
Charlie Weiss sucked. Is there any other way to put it?
No, because that's exactly what he came in and took a bunch of money from KU and could have cared less.
And
that's how
in.
I saw his stint. It was disappointing. It was absolutely it was a disgrace as far as I'm concerned.
So you're seeing a guy in Les Miles who has already accomplished a lot.
See,
he accomplished a lot at Oklahoma State and at LSU, and I'm sure he had other stops previous to that on his way up the ladder. And he's an older gentleman, I think 65, if I'm not mistaken, and yep. he's been out for a couple years. So you can see this kind of he's mailing it in too. You can see that as a scenario. That's within the realm of possibilities for you.
Yeah, that's my worry, I guess. To put it, I mean, it's a big name. That's what, when they got Charlie Weiss, it was a big name at the time.
They've done names. They've done medium names. And they've done no names.
Nothing's worked, you know. And he's been, you know, like I said, he's been at some big schools with great football, and now he's coming to KU, who's been struggling bad.
He ran Notre Dame into the ground. He basically did the same at Kansas. He was a disaster at both places. And I don't think Les Miles has never been a disaster anywhere.
But
Charlie Weiss was a disaster twice, once previous to coming to KU. And Les Miles has been a good coach. He's been at his career. I bet he's over 500.
But he's basically going to be starting. He's going to be starting from scratch. Is that not a good way to put it? I mean, recruiting
not necessarily.
And
other.
Do they have enough? Well, yeah, but.
They've got some guys.
They need more than just some guys. So is he still going to be able to do that? And he probably can. I guess, you know, it's just with when it comes to KU football over the last few years with Beatty and Weiss and all, it's just been disappointing. I mean, I'm wearing a KU shirt today, for crying out loud.
Oh, and it's covered up. So are you a little embarrassed?
Not
there
at all.
It is. It looks
there
nice.
It is.
Les Miles went 4-7 in his first year at Oklahoma State, and he was over 500 every other year of his career outside of his the end of his stint at LSU when he coached four games in 2016 and went 2-2. But he went from 4-7, 8-5, 9-4, 7-5 at Oklahoma State, and then 11-11, 12-8-9, 11-13, 10-10, 8-9 wins at LSU. So this is a guy with a track record.
A very good track record.
Let's go to the phones, 869-1240, and Chris is first up on Jive Talk today. Hey, Chris.
Hey, thanks, guys. Well, I think Les Miles to KU is a disaster. I don't think he's that good of a coach. I'm a SEC guy, and he was successful there because of the recruiting base in Louisiana. Baton Rouge puts out more Division I prospects in 1 year than the entire state of Kansas does. He had NFL talent at every position on the field. I mean, if you look at the draft, the last 5 or 6 years, there's as many LSU players drafted as anybody, yet he was 21-13 in his last 34 SEC games, and some of those were horrific losses for him. He just beat downs. So that kind of needs to sink in. He's not I just don't think he's a very good coach. His teams always have problems late in the game, clock management, coaches, players standing around, hands on their hips, not knowing what to do.
He doesn't even need to go 21-13, though, in the conference. If he goes 5-5 or what 4-4, however many conference games they play, he's a hero. And then he can get out in 3 years and the program is stabilized and you move on to the next guy.
I just don't see it happening. He won at LSU because of the players he had, not because of himself. And he's just not going to be able to get those kind of players in Kansas. It just, like I said, there's more players. The state of Louisiana puts out more Division I prospects in 1 year than the state of Kansas does in 20. It's just reality. It's, I mean, there's more five-star products come out of Louisiana in 1 year than Kansas puts out in 20. I mean, it's just reality. And he couldn't even keep some of the best players of Louisiana from leaving. They were going to Texas. Nick Saban he's gotten the player of the year out of Louisiana like 5 of the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's going to happen, especially a guy that's 66. What KU needs is they need a Bill Snyder type of guy with that kind of work ethic who goes to work at 6 in the morning and goes home at 11 at night. Les Miles is an 8-4 coach, and that's not what they need to get that going. So,
all right, Chris, thank you. We appreciate the input on that. Guy clearly knows what he's talking about, has some strong opinions about Les Miles, but I don't think he needs to come in and be the savior. I don't think that's what this is about. I think he just needs to stabilize the program, give it 3 to 5 years, and then bring in the next guy.
Well, yeah, but can he do that? That's the question. Can he do that? And he makes a good point with – the caller makes a good point with the fact that it was the players and the players that he had at LSU.
Right,
and
but
he still didn't –
he recruits.
Right, but he's not going to get – is he going to be able to bring those players to
Kansas,
you think?
Is he going to get better players than Kansas is getting now? That's the question. Think about that as we go to the next call. It's Corey. Hey, Corey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Jeff, I got to be Bob right now. Are you crazy?
Am I crazy?
Yeah, 500. I will bet you a steak dinner that he doesn't even go 2-whatever. I bet you he don't even win 2 games his first year.
First year, maybe. He'll win more than 2.
Okay, I'll end up this because I love you guys. I guarantee you would have years with the talk show on the radio. I'll even go 2 years. He won't even go above 500. Steak dinner every year.
You said 2 wins. Now we're at 500. I'm talking to, okay. I bet after 3 years, and you'll remember this, Corey, and I want my steak in 3 years.
I promise you, buddy, I'll give it to you.
He will be at 500 overall at Kansas.
Oh, you are crazy.
Overall in 3 years. So he can go 4-8 and 8-4 and 6-6, and that's good.
Well, see, that's the problem is you wouldn't say that, and you're saying that in front of Duda. If your dad was there, you wouldn't say that because he'd tell you you're crazy.
Well, I don't care. You call me crazy, Corey. I'll own it.
I told him he was nuts. I don't like the hire. I don't think it's that good.
You know what? I think I love you guys. I think I really enjoy your talk show, but man, dude, you're crazy.
We love you too, Corey.
Anything that's going to happen to change the KU football right now.
All right.
It's destroyed. I mean, there's nothing that happened. There's no help in it right now. Unless you sit there and stick money into it and be like the KU basketball team that's getting in the courts and stuff like that and having trials against them, there's no way helping that team right now.
Thanks, Corey. We appreciate it. Another impassioned caller. See, people care.
Well, it's good. And that's the whole idea. But he's right. Like, that's what I was saying
Calm
before.
Down. He's not right.
Well, that's what I was
Les
saying
Miles
before.
Miles will do fine.
But is it a hire for the name? Is my worry. That's my worry.
Hey, when you
Sitting
can get a guy like Les Miles, who was 13-1 in the SEC, I don't care. It's KU.
He was 13.
They're not going to hire Nick Saban. I can't even think of the hot young coach. They're not going to hire Tom Herman or whoever's the it guy right now in coaching. It's just not going to happen. Les Miles is probably the best they can do. So let's see how it works. Hey, Kyle.
Fellas, how's it going?
Hey, we're all right. What's up with you? You're someone kind of that cares about this too.
I am on cloud 9. I've been a lifelong KU fan. Family had season tickets from 2003 to 2012. This is, like you said, Jeff, this is a stabilizing kind of hire. This is get butts in the seats for the meantime, which is important right now, for funding and for stadium renovation, which is what they want to do. And then they're going to have probably is some sort of coach in waiting situation. I don't think Les Miles is going to be here more than six years. Probably retire 71, 72, whatever it will be. And, you know, I mean, his worst year, like you said, Jeff, was his first year at Oklahoma State. First year as a head coach.
And yes.
was over 500 every single year after that. He went up against, you know, the best teams. The SEC West is the best division in college football. And he went up against that and still ran off 10 wins, 11 wins, 9 wins consistently. KU doesn't need that. KU needs anything from 5 to 7 wins, and that's a successful season for Kansas football until they get a new coach in there who's a young guy who will then take the reins, and it will be then the hot name. KU's not going to get that right now.
No, no chance.
But Les Miles is probably the best that they could do for the meantime for 6 years until he passes it on to someone else who can then take it to then maybe the next step.
Thank you, Kyle. I agree with that. That is a reason to take. Your guys that over here, you're crazy. And Jeff, bet me a steak dinner. There's no reason in that, is there?
Well, there's a reason for it. That's what he feels. That's his opinion on it.
Reason, logic. It's just guys popping off. Here's Kyle, who, while yes, supports me, but also you see that he supports me and has reason and logic to his argument. That's not a coincidence.
Hey, I'll give him the reason and the logic. Because it is the name, right? And like you said, you got to build it back and build it back. But it's going to take a while.
It's not going to take that long.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
They improved this year. They'll be better next year. And then the year after that is when we can start to evaluate. Or really evaluate.
When they start having to play Oklahoma and West Virginia and Oklahoma State.
Who says West Virginia's going to be great shakes after Will Grier leaves? Baylor's down. TCU's down. Oklahoma State is meh. Texas Tech is meh. Iowa State is good. Texas is all right, I guess. It's not like the Big 12 is this juggernaut of a conference that you can't make strides in.
So when they have to go and play Oklahoma and West Virginia and Oklahoma State,
Time out. When they go and play Oklahoma, stop there. Now continue your sentence.
And they have to play all these teams.
No, those teams aren't that threatening to KU. If KU's good enough, they'll be able to beat these teams. Yes, they have to pass them all in the pecking order, but they're not that far away. Because who cares about West Virginia? Continue.
So when they have to play Oklahoma and West Virginia and Oklahoma State. I haven't even got to. I didn't even get a chance to finish.
Well, you're saying the wrong team.
I didn't get a chance to finish.
2 years ago.
I'm talking about right now. If they had to play them. Because
2 years ago.
Go ahead.
Because 2 years ago, you would have said when they have to play Baylor and TCU and Kansas State. And look at those teams. And Texas. And look at those teams now. None of them are much.
So who's got a better chance of recruiting the better players right now? Kansas or the other teams?
Kansas or West Virginia? You want my
Oklahoma
God's
State,
honest truth?
Oklahoma State.
Kansas.
Texas. Baylor, you think Kansas has a better chance to recruit those teams?
Over a lot of those schools, yes.
If these kids have seen the way it's going and there's a coach there and they have a chance to go to a couple other places, you think they want to go to a place that's going to rebuild their whole
college
career?
KU is getting 4-star recruits under David Beatty, who went into Texas and was making some headway and some inroads.
And how's that turned out?
They're better this year. And Les Miles is a guy with a track record. Do you want to go? Who's the coach at West Virginia?
I don't know.
Dana O'Neill or something like that?
I don't know. You can ask me anything and I don't know.
Right.
Because you're off the wall for a second here.
Don't want to recruit.
Off the wall.
Don't want to recruit against Dana.
But do you not
Dana
think
Jorgensen.
That those programs, they're probably going to go there after what's happened in KU for 10 years?
Can't recruit against
you don't think
Kurt
so?
Kittner or whoever's at Texas
Tech.
That's
what I'm saying. That's how I'm going about this.
You're dead
wrong. Because you got to recruit. You got to recruit, and you got to recruit
Les
more
Miles
than three or four
recruit.
Guys.
Les Miles recruited well enough to go 13-1 in the SEC and go to the BCS championship game. He won a national title. He played for a second in 2007 and 2011.
What was his records the last 3 years that he was there? Just out of curiosity.
His last three complete years, he was 27-11. Crickets.
After he'd won a national championship.
Yeah.
Right.
So after
he won, how do you do recruiting then after he wins a national championship and couldn't get the best players to compete in the SEC?
Well, he went 11-2, 13-1, 10-3, 10-3 after that. And then it went 8-5, 9-3, and he got fired. So you want a coach that goes 9-3 and gets fired? That would be a dream for Kansas.
It would. I'll give you that. No question.
Thank you.
Thank you for what?
For finally...
What? I'm not agreeing with you.
Recognizing that I know what I'm talking about. Oh. We got to talk to Drew Pearson. Maybe he can knock some sense into you.
I hope so.
Never mind. All right, stay with us. Drew Pearson when we return. Cowboys legend. Stay with us. It's The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.